You know, as much as I like to mess around with 303, he's a welcome voice after listening to that P.E.S.T. Kool-Aid Kid. I sure hope he's not plugging your frickin' ears over there. Doesn't he live around you? There you go. Okay. Well, we'll listen to not hearing you for a while if he gets back on the radio, because he won't stop, you know. And you know it, so... Condolences and... well, never mind.
Have a good day, 303. Drive safe.
Eagle, circle, and it's time to strike.
I'll slap the fuck out of that little prick.
Nah. We're gonna have the FUBA delegation committee go over.
Oh, hell no.
To do that stuff. He told me that personally.
I'm a little more scarier than Fupa.
Well, Cedric's an okay guy. It's just but you have to. He's just like Roy. Have to do what number two does with him. Is just try to talk to him, like as Adam calls it, like he's from Switzerland. You know, totally neutral, and keep him calm, and then he can interact well on the radio for a while. But once he starts off. You did this morning, that's it.
One time I was shocked, he was just talking completely normal to Vance, and then out of nowhere, man, he started calling him an MF. I couldn't believe it. And then Vance said, well, listen, I'll see you later. I couldn't believe it. This was back in like 2007, 2008. I couldn't believe that.
I know. That's a sign it's organic, right?
Whatever. I couldn't believe it. I mean, Vance was just trying to be as normal as possible towards them, and they were, you know, talking for a while, and I'm on my computer in my bedroom, and then 15 minutes later, man, oh, wow, it's just like the tripwire hit or something. I don't know. Okay, I got to get back to my chicken.
Who's that, Kool-Aid Kid?
No. Colonel Lyman, he was just having a normal talk with Vance for at least 15 minutes and yada, 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 and then boom, it was just like he totally turned. It's just like,
collision complete mumble mode.
Just like a schizophrenic or something.
Yeah, I talked to him for months when I first moved here. I thought all you guys were nuts. Me and him used to talk all the time, every morning, and then you started telling me you wanted to fuck my mother.
Yeah, well, I'll still talk with Roy. Roy's okay with me. It's just like, sometimes he gets me mixed up, I think, with Crabman, and then he starts calling me nasty stuff, and then I think when he hears me say, he knows I don't like that type of talk, and then he'll stop because he realizes I'm not Crabman, and then we can have a normal conversation, but one thing to tick him off, that's it. It's kind of like, well, this conversation's done. Oh, yeah, I can talk with Colonel. He's not stupid. Come on, he's got his general level. He could be extra class, too, if he wanted to. But, once somebody trips his wire, too, sometimes, that's it. That's it for the whole day.
Well, because you're a general, it makes you smart? Well, I didn't know that.
Well, there's a lot of guys, you know, I've known guys that are ham operators that took the extra class test 22 times and finally passed it their 23rd time. That tells me they didn't really memorize what they needed to know.
Shut up, stupid.
Memorized questions. Because even I would say...
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Test out.
Okay, buddy. Sipping tea, listening to the party.
Especially if you flunk.
Yeah, headed out to work. Have a good one.
Okay, buddy.
Hello, Park, with all that out of you, skin and bones, get out of my door.
Sparky.
All I know is I'd like to see somebody talk to him for a half an hour straight without him going off. I don't know if you can.
I'll put it this way. The only time...
Right. You're completely without modulation now. You're not even heating up and you're still talking.
I'm out there that's going to say something. Forget it. Why talk to him? It's going to be a waste of time. But I know most people have fallen asleep, especially like a Friday or Saturday, they've been drinking. All the alcoholics are drunk now and fall asleep, then I can talk with them. I can talk with them for a short while. No problem. But boy, if somebody gets in there and interjects, that's it. Forget it. It's kind of like you lit the fuse, get out of the way.
Oh, so it's somebody else's fault that he's a jerk.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you're having a normal conversation with him, but then somebody comes in there and says something smart towards him, that's it. You done tripped his wire, and he's going to go off, just like an atomic bomb.
Well, like I said, I used to talk with him all the time, and he went off like an atomic bomb when nobody else was around. But anyways, good morning to you, Kenny.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Bill. I know what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I couldn't believe it. Back in 2007 or 8, you know, Vance tried numerous times, I mean numerous times, to talk with the
people. That's right in the middle of anything that's not usual. It goes on.
Yeah. Then, Quill got really bad, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and that was it. Bonehead don't want to talk to him no more because you just had it. You know, we all got our limits, and that was it, just that day, and so Vance don't want to talk to him anymore. So, oh well. You know, like I say, I don't know what kind of medication the guy's on. I don't know whether he's classified.
Oh boy.
Usually schizophrenics have a mean personality. They're usually kind of mean sometimes. They can be nice, but a lot of times they're always judging you and watching you, and they're very extremely pessimistic, so I don't know. I've never met him in person, but I've listened to the recordings that Cedric's had of him, and he can talk okay on 2 meters, but then when somebody gets him mad, that's it. That's when it goes harry-carry.
Well, like I said, I talked with him for months, and then he just flipped out on me. It's been that way ever since. So, I think it's him. I just don't think he wants any friends. That's how he is. Anyways, I gotta go switch laundry.
Yep, yep. Yeah, I know what you mean. I look at it this way, too. You gotta remember one thing, too. If the reason a person... The old saying goes like this. If they attack you, remember at one time, they were the victim. Because they just didn't grow up like that. So originally, these people were attacked, and that's why they now attack you. That's just common sense. Okay, I'll let you get your clothes there, Bill. I'm clear.
When the white horse dropped out of the sky, the rider was...
death?
Well, that's been my standard analogy. My analogies are poor, but they mean something to me, so that's all I got. And I use the ladder thing a lot, as you can tell, but say, somebody you consider a pest is supplanted by somebody who's more of a pest. The original pest now is less of a pest because the new pest is more of a pest, so he's just been elevated. You catch my drift? Do this. There, I said it.